We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Final in this one, 97-56, setting a career high tonight, 27 points on 10 of 19 from the field, 7 of 15 from beyond the three-point line. Also had 4 rebounds, dished out 3 assists. Brock Miller, kind enough to join us here on the postgame show. Congratulate. Now, did you know coming down the stretch that you were close to a career high?
No, I wasn't aware of what was going on, actually, as far as points and how much I had.
26 against, you remember the 26-point game last year?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yep.
All right. So, so tonight you were sitting on 24 for a bit, got the three-point shot from the baseline, and got to 27. Is it just some nights where you just the baskets just feels like a mile around?
Yeah, it did tonight. And you know, I think, you know, we started off great coming into this game, and we shared the ball, we moved it really well. You know, our guards did a really good job just finding gaps and drawing and kicking, and I think that allowed me to get really clean looks and get me going early. So that was really awesome. And you know, I think, you know, I don't know how many assists we had total as a team.
23 on 32 made buckets.
Yeah, that's big time.
Yeah, that is.
You know, anytime you get over 20 assists a game as a team, you know, that's really big time. And, you know, we're just really moving it. And, you know, credit to our guys. You know, we came out ready to play tonight.
Uh-oh.
Better to
there we go.
Be involved.
Let's get that
in the
mic
conversation.
On.
Welcome to the show, Coach Beckert. Compliment you on two things. One, taking care of the ball has improved a lot. Three assists and only one turnover today. But great dribble penetration and your defense. I mean, you have been locked down. I mean, you are out there wide and in a stance. So tell me about those two things and what you did to improve from last year.
You know, I've met with a lot of, you know, the coaches over the summer and in the off season. We've watched a lot of film on those areas, actually, especially defense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having a year of experience and behind me and understanding kind of what our principles are and where to be and being in the right position has been the biggest help for me in improving my defense. You know, whereas last year everything was so new to us from the beginning. And so it's been nice to have that year behind me. And now it's just a matter of guarding the ball because now I understand, you know, where to be in our defense situation. Because a lot of times we double, you know, down to the bigs. And, you know, it's a unique type of defense that we play. So understanding where to be has definitely helped me improve that aspect, you know. And obviously this offseason worked a lot with the point guards as far as, you know, getting my handles a little bit better. Good. And being able to have more confidence driving in to lanes, just kicking if you don't have it, if not dumping down, and just creating more instead of just a catch and shoot guy all the time.
Yeah, you've really become really hard to guard. You're very versatile, and I think that's a credit to the work you did in the offseason. So good job by you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I went back and I'll need to pull the numbers from last year, but you didn't shoot a lot of twos last year. And you know, you had a mid-range jumper tonight. You're attacking the rim, and you can see the evolution of the game and something that, you know, as you mentioned, you were cognizant of going into the offseason.
Yeah, definitely, and it's been a focus because, you know, the more I can do that, the tougher we are as a
yeah,
team.
Yep.
And it'll allow our other guards, Sam and Abel, Diogo, to be able to have more space and have a little bit more freedom, too, with their defenders because I'll draw more attention and put a little bit more pressure on the rim and driving in. So it's just, you know, the more that, you know, any of us guys improve our personal skills, it helps our overall team. So
I got to tell you, watching the Denver players, they were completely gassed about 10 minutes into the game. You guys are up and down in a furious pace. What have you guys done condition-wise this early in the season to be in this good of physical condition?
I mean, even in the off season and everything, you know, just conditioning with our strength coach. You know, even on the football field, we did a lot of conditioning.
Oh, interesting.
Too, with our lifts. And if you go and watch our practices, you notice that a lot of times when we start out, we do transition stuff. We do transition cycles. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of five-on-five where it's up and down. And, you know, I think Coach does a good job of conditioning us but also keeping us fresh. He has a good balance of understanding what to do so that when we're in the games, we're in the right condition and – but we're also fresh, like, so yeah. He does a really good job helping us out with that.
You know, the thing I kept hearing last year from Coach is we can't let the ball stick. The ball never sticks anymore. I mean, it's been incredible to see the ball movement. What do you attribute that to?
You know, it's just guys are unselfish. You know, we really just have one goal, and that's to win. And everybody has that. We have such great chemistry, and, you know, we've had such a great culture, you know, that we created last year, and these new guys have come in and seen it and how fun it is to play for each other. You know, the game is a lot more fun when you play that way, and the results are, you know, big time. A lot bigger than you would if the ball was sticky and you're a little bit more selfish. So, you know, we just keep playing for each other, and, you know, good things are happening when we do that.
Well, you tell you what, you need to celebrate this one.
Thank you.
You got one coming up on Friday, and then you looking forward to Jamaica next week?
Yep, we are looking forward to Jamaica, but we got a big one on Friday. We got to take care of one game at a time.
Friday and Monday, and then hitting the road to Jamaica,
yep,
man. All right, awesome. Brock Miller, appreciate your time.
Yep,
thanks for joining us.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We'll keep it right here. Craig Smith, head coach of the Utah State Aggies, kind enough to join us. Aggies get it done tonight. Big win, 97-56. Coach, congratulations on another W. And, boy, the team played well right out of the gate.
It did. That was a big key to the game. I should know this by now, but, you know, I put the headset on. I had to look and see. Because you have your microphone on the right side, and you have on
I was
left.
On the left, yeah.
So I didn't know, like,
you
can
go either way.
But you know what? That was a big key, I thought, tonight, was getting off to a good start. I think we said it on the pregame. I think I did. Maybe I didn't. But, you know, it's always important to get off to a good start. But I think even more so when you have a younger – you're going against a younger opponent, younger, inexperienced team, so you can get a quick jump on them and – certainly our guys had a great look to them. I thought we had 2 good days of prep coming in, and we took care of business like we were supposed to. And again, our the herd again, and all of our fans, man, it is a party in this place. It's like banging. We just need a few disco lights, and we're good to go.
Get a DJ.
Yeah,
all good.
Yeah, we could do it all. Maybe you guys could be the DJs.
If they like 80s music, I'm down.
Hey, well, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but no, it was, we got off to a great start, got some clean looks early. Brock missed, I think, the first three. Ball goes out of bounds on a 50-50 ball. It's our ball. We run another set, and Abel hit him, actually, I think.
Coming off a ball screen.
Yeah, and threw it opposite, and he got it going. But, you know, what a great effort all the way around. And it starts with 23 assists on the offensive end. We were really moving that thing, sharing the ball in a great way, got to the foul line. And, you know, we get 17 offensive rebounds on the night. And I just think that tells you two things. I think it tells you, A, we were taking good shots, because it's a lot easier to be a good offensive rebounding team when you take good shots, mm-hmm. because those guys can anticipate, you know, when to go, when not to. And two, the effort. Right, that it takes to do that, and Bean with 4, and Kuba with 3, and so it's that was good to see. And then the last thing was certainly the battle of the boards, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but mm-hmm. 50-25, you know, when you can do that and be dominant like that, that's That really, really helped, certainly. And our bench had 39 points on the night. So I think everybody got in the box score, and that's always fun. The one thing we didn't do is get to 100.
No so, free tacos.
No free. Do they really? They don't do free tacos.
No, so. I just buy them for myself when you get to 100. So free
Del
for somebody.
Tacos just right on the way home.
You know, and I know that's a fan thing, and I know they're waiting for it. We were trying. We had a couple of empty possessions there where we just missed a couple just point-blank chip shots, you know, late. And we missed a few. We got to finish better around the basket. We missed some, I don't know, I'm guessing 5 to 7, like just point blank at the rim, you know, baskets. We got to do a better job with that. But made our free throws again tonight, and we're 3-0.
Yeah, I just thought the pace.
You guys done already?
Yeah,
It took me forever to get out here, so like, no, there's literally hardly
we've exhausted
left out here.
No, not
everyone's
at all.
Like, it's a Tuesday night. Scott's, I got to drive an hour.
Yeah, I got to get home, man.
I thought your keys to the game, and you alluded to starting early, but also pace, right? Maintaining that downhill, and then defense. I thought coming out of this game and Weber State game, I mean, tremendous effort defensively, and that led to a lot of fast break points.
It did, and we created 15 turnovers. They only had 9 assists, but our guys were on point with their stuff. We started getting maybe a little overzealous at the end of the first half. I think they got three of their 10 first half baskets in the last 3 minutes, and we started just almost over gambling, so to speak, and that led to some high low stuff. But you're right. I thought we were spot on with our stuff. You know, like we said in the pregame, this was I'm a history major. So, and understanding the history, and with this being the fifth longest, what would you call it? Fifth longest rivalry?
Yeah, rivalry series.
I think that's right.
So, like, all of the fans are familiar with this game. And you know, a lot of people know about this game. And with us having lost 3 straight to them, for me, and sometimes you look at different ways to keep guys motivated, but that was one of them, right? And our guys do have a sense of some history and a sense of some of that stuff. So it was important for us to do that and just keep a lot of positive momentum going. And, you know, it's a little bit of a different schedule this year in a lot of ways. I was looking at it. Literally, they just put a bunch of posters on my desk. I guess our posters just came out. You know, you have the 5 straight home games, and that can be tough for fans. Like, you have 5 home games in a 2-week stretch, and if you don't have season tickets and you're buying them game, like, it can put a – I get it. I understand, like, what it costs to bring a family of 4 to a game, and to do all that in a 2-week stretch, that puts a little stress on the budget, right? And then you have football, and you have all the – but then we only have 1 home game – 1 Division I home game in the next 8 games, and that's Fresno State. It's a league game. So, you know what I mean? So we have in Jamaica 2 games, and we're at St. Mary's, and then we're at San Jose, and then our home game, and then, you know, BYU and Vivian, and then
Houston.
South Florida and Houston at the Rockets Arena, and then at Florida. So, like, we got to take advantage of playing in this place and build that attitude, so to speak, of what, you know, kind of a mantra and do that. So it's important to really take care of business all year, but especially, you know, now. And it's been great because I think you can see some of these guys start where Kuba and Trevin are, and even Fonz, where those guys are at, and Sean too, where they're at today versus a week ago, night and day different.
Oh, yeah.
They're starting to get kind of settle in and get a comfort level, and our returners are building a trust that way. See that tall guy over there with the glasses on?
Yes.
That's Leszek. That's Kuba. That's Kuba Karwowski's father. He flew all the way and surprised Kuba today. Flew all the way in from Poland. We introduced him to the team in the locker room. The guys just went nuts.
Oh, that's awesome.
I introduced him, and literally, you know how the guys are kind of in a semicircle. It's almost like a U, and you're speaking, and I brought him in and introduced him. It was great because I had happened to just be looking at Sam. I don't know why. And Sam was like, oh! And it's just funny how that's fun to see.
Yeah, that's neat.
When Kuba's teammates can be so happy that his dad got a chance to come out here, and he's going to be here for the next two games as well to finish up this homestand. So that was a cool thing. Look at the guy. It looks like he'd still go out there and play.
I'll tell you what, he's long like his son, no doubt about that.
He is long, super long.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, though, you look at Kuba's development, and just even in a week, you can tell his basketball IQ seems like it's gone dramatically up.
It has. It's moving up. We still got to, you know, we want him to look to score more down there because he can do that, you know. But he is a good passer too, so he's getting that catch. And his first look, he's been trained well. Like, he's always looking, you know, opposite when those guys over shrink or over help. But like we told him, we want him to be assertive and look to get it in there and go to work. And the one time he got the catch and he just immediately skipped out.
Mm-hmm.
So the next media was like, Kuba, when you get a catch like that and you're deep enough and work to get deeper catches, and I think sometimes he just kind of settles to go to that short corner where he's got to get deeper. But look for yourself. Then he kind of made a move. A guy overcommitted and he kicked it out. And I don't remember if we went one more and got a shot or not, but I can't remember everything.
Does that come from getting trapped a lot and double teamed a lot in the post?
I think so, and he sees that against – and that's the hard part. We do that a lot, and we do that a lot in practice, so that can get guys maybe a little more tentative with that. That's an area I think we've really tightened up, is we've gotten better with those doubles.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's taken us a little while to kind of truly understand what we're trying to do, but that's been an area that we've much improved in the last week as well. So let's keep this momentum going, and we got the last two games, you know, North Carolina – A&T, it's going to be a totally different game than these last two games. They are very athletic, and they're going to throw the kitchen sink at you. And I don't mean the kitchen sink like Angie's kitchen sink. Like, it's going to be 1-3-1 and 2-3 zone and pressing and you name it, we're going to see it. And so in a game like that, you got to be really sharp mentally, because if you're not sharp mentally with their athleticism and their length, now all of a sudden you're throwing pick sixes. We call those catastrophic turnovers, where your offense now becomes their best offense, and it leads to, you know, dunks on that other end. And so we need to be really mentally sharp up here, because it's going to be it's going to feel a little helter skelter at times, to say the least, on Friday.
Congratulations on the W. Fun
all right,
one tonight,
Scotty. Appreciate it. Thanks again to all the Aggie fans, and we'll see you guys on Friday.
You
go Aggies.
It. Wouldn't miss it.
All right.
There you go. Craig Smith, head coach of the Aggies. Final score on this one, 97-56. Aggies improved to 3-0. And you mentioned it, NC A&T coming up on Friday. And we'll have that game for you right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Aggie basketball has been brought to you by Ford, Go Further, SC Needham Jewelers, where Utah gets engaged, America First Credit Union, financial solutions for every need, and by New York Life. Be good at life. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.